With us right now, State Senator Jerry Petruski. Several things moving through the legislature this time around. One of the bills that you've been behind is a newborn heart screening bill. First of all, let's remind people just what that is, and that is moving pretty quick through the legislature.
Yes, Senate Bill 523 it is, passed from the Senate Committee on Health today, I believe unanimously. It really deals with pulse oximetry, which is newborn monitoring to detect heart defects. And it's really a very minor test where they basically put a Band-Aid on the foot and then another one someplace else. You know, it's not drawing any blood. It's basically monitoring the oxygen in the blood and being able to tell if there's any heart defects. We've been at this for a while. We had another bill that basically required hospitals to do this testing. This bill is a little bit different. It accomplishes this through another route, basically having the Department of Family Services put in place the testing that are done for newborns. They always did require some of the testing if they had to draw blood or whatever, but this is not drawing blood or not a urine sample or anything. This is just strictly monitoring with these two sensors the oxygen levels.
Well, for people that have been to the doctor before and had that little thing that's like a clothespin put on the end of their finger, it's the same test, just for smaller bodies.
Something like that, but even, I think, less dramatic than the clothespin. It's just like a Band-Aid that goes on there, and through that Band-Aid, they monitor blood flow, and they can tell what the oxygen level is in the blood. And if the heart isn't performing well, it right away shows up, and then they can test farther. The important thing is many times a child has some type of problem, it's not detected, and it's detected after they get home. This way, if there is a problem, they'll be able to detect it right away, and in many cases, we can surgically fix things now. Years ago, we couldn't, and so it's very possible we can save lives of these newborns because we're going to find out right away if there is indeed a problem.
I understand the Assembly takes this bill up next.
Yes, I hope that it will be on the floor next week to be voted on and sent to the Assembly.
Any indication from the governor if he likes it?
I'm sure the governor will be supportive of this.
Several other things happening in Madison. The Assembly Committee on Transportation met on an issue that you've been talking about in the Senate for a while, and that's the local freight bridge issues under Assembly Bill 41. I forget the Senate bill number, but you told me in our last conversation there are a lot of bridges that really need some help, and they're not all big bridges, but you can't get large or heavy trucks on them, and it's causing a lot of problems.
No, I actually went over to the Assembly last week and testified on this bill, and what it really does is it deals with rural priority routes, routes that have a lot of heavy traffic, whether it be logging or agriculture or manufacturing. In some cases, bridges are posted, and the truck traffic has to find a way around to avoid going across the bridge. So this would make a fund available that these local governments would be able to use to upgrade these bridges. And across the state, we probably have over 500 substandard bridges. And so this would be one step toward correcting some of those much-needed bridge improvements. The bill would actually put in $15 million over 3 years and could be utilized by local governments, of course. It's a match between the state dollars and locals. It's actually a 90-10 match. The department would go ahead and determine the criteria on what it would be to qualify, and then they would make the determination which were the most needed repairs, and so they would prioritize, you know, on the basis that they establish. You know, if you understand a company that has so much truck traffic coming and going, if they have to drive considerable miles around to avoid a bridge, those are dollars in fuel costs, dollars in trucking, dollars in shipping that are being spent. And a lot of small businesses live and die by their bottom line. This could make enough of a difference where these businesses are going to function and prosper and grow. And so our goal is to, one, of course, protect the public with safety and improving these bridges, and also to help the businesses that are using those routes and keeping the traffic on the roads that are the best qualified to funnel them out to one of the main routes, whether it be the interstate system or one of the main state highways.
Let's change subjects. The surplus and what to do with it has been a big topic ever since it was announced. Some are saying we should pay down the debt, get rid of the structural deficit. Others are saying there's enough growth to take care of the structural deficit. We know Lieutenant Governor Clayfish was in Stevens Point on Monday, basically believes that the governor is on track with the tax relief and not paying down the structural deficit. How do you feel about that?
Well, for me, I think you always pay your bills first. A lot of people don't understand the structural deficit is dependent on what the economy is going to do. And usually when they come up with the structural numbers, they talk about, you know, the base, which doesn't include growth. I think we can do both. I think we can do something to deal with structural deficit, and we can also reduce property taxes. I really like the idea of reducing property taxes because that is one of the most painful taxes that we pay in the state of Wisconsin. One, it comes at Christmas time, and it's always one big lump sum, and being able to lower this, I think that's a real positive thing. It's a very painful tax. It comes at Christmas time, and I believe that everybody is in favor of lowering property taxes.